Hi, folks. This is Bert Sanders for Powder Rock Radio, bringing you another episode of Consumer's Corner, where you can phone in and speak your mind about any products or services you've purchased. You can give these products the thumbs up or the thumbs down. Caller one, you're on the air.
Yes, Bert. My name is Thelma Robson, and I just wanted to say that I purchased one of them butt-melter 9000 machines, and I'm very unhappy. Because I can't make it work at all.
Okay, well, what seems to be the problem? By the way, I have Jim Scammer here with us, so I will just ask Jim to answer your questions.
Okay, well, first of all, I couldn't get all of my butt to fit into the butt melter 9000 because the jaws on the machine just don't open wide enough. So I decided to only put one cheek in at a time, you know, so to speak. So when I did this, it got a little warm, and honey, then it got hot, then it burned my butt and left me with a real nasty burn on my butt. Now the machine looks like one of them George Foreman grills, only it's bigger, uglier, and more expensive.
Wow. Well, what have you got to say about that, Jim?
Have you got your instruction book in front of you, Thelma?
Yes, I do.
Would you please start at the beginning and read it to us?
All right, okay. Here we go. Place one fully thawed, maximum 3-pound pork butt on the grill. Close the grill, turn on the machine. Within minutes, you will begin to see the fat melt off the pork butt and collect in the fat collection tray at the bottom of the grill.
You see, Thelma, you're supposed to put a pork butt on the grill, not your own butt.
Say what? I've been scammed. It's a grill. Well, Johnny, I thought it was for reducing the size of my butt.
Well, ma'am, my name isn't Jim Scammer for nothing.
How much money have you made on the Butt Melter 9000, Jim?
About $5 million so far.
$5 million? Wow. I'm in the wrong business. Caller 2, you're on the air.
Hi. My name is Haywood. Haywood, you blow me. I was listening to your commercial last week from Melinda's Market, and I was just wondering if you would be so kind enough to give me the phone number of that Melinda girl who was on the commercial.
Gee, Haywood, we've had a lot of calls at the station just like yours, most wanting Melanie's number and some wanting Woody's number. I can tell you the calls are running about 10-1, with the total score so far at about 50 for melons and 5 for cucumbers. Caller 3, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Cindy, and I'm just calling about the Ye Day Deach Sale funeral kit.
Okay, Cindy, what was your experience with that?
My daddy knew that he was about to die, so he bought one of those Ye Day Deach Sale funeral kits, and it has been a disaster.
Oh, really? Please tell us what happened, Cindy.
Well, it all started when daddy went out to dig his hole. You know, daddy was swinging that pickaxe when I guess he hit a rock. Well, this caused him to have a heart attack, and he died right there on the spot. And since he had a death grip on that pickaxe, we could not pry it out of his hands. The next day, when the truck driver took daddy away on the back of that flatbed truck, he must have taken a corner too fast or didn't have the pine box tied down well enough, because daddy's box slid right off the back of the truck, right out in front of Melinda's Market, and took out the big melon stand that's in front of the market. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I have some fond memories of that melon stand. That's very unfortunate.
Well, that is not the end of it. When the driver put daddy back in the box, he didn't notice some of them melons got up under daddy's suit. And when they opened the box at the gravesite, daddy looked like he had a set of melons almost as good as Pam Melon Anderson. Then when they started to play the funeral dirges, the CD got stuck and kept playing Amazing Grace over and over again. Now, if that wasn't bad enough, Daddy had a mistress by the name of Grace, and she was at the funeral, so it was a real messy scene. And now for the worst part. For his final resting place, Daddy chose a site next to Madame Zelda's Pleasure Dome across from Henry's Roadhouse, and they say his ghost haunts both places, was wandering up to the bar in Henry's with his pickaxe in his hand, ordering a double whiskey, and then he goes over to Madame Zelda's Pleasure Dome and keeps asking for the $500 special. Both Henry and Madame Zelda said they have lost a ton of business. They're threatening to sue me if I don't get an exorcist out there to put Daddy to rest. It has just been a complete nightmare.
Yes, it sounds like a nightmare, Cindy. That's most unfortunate. I hope you get things sorted out. Well, folks, that's all the time we have today for Consumers Corner. So please join us again next week.